This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The East Coast has been a skier's snowy dream this winter, with all the fresh powder resorts are raking in the cash. California's Lake Tahoe has not been blessed with the white stuff as such. It's been like this for several seasons in a row. Some small ski areas are scraping by, while larger chains are finding ways to carve out a profit. Sam Harnett reports.
I'm on a ski lift, heading up the mountain at Homewood, a resort in Tahoe. But below me, there's no snow to ski down. I don't even have a jacket on.
Funny to ride a chairlift with that skis on.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
How you doing? Nice.
Doing well.
I'm Kevin Mitchell.
Kevin Mitchell is Homewood's general manager. He's trying to stay upbeat, but dry, warm conditions forced the resort to shut down twice this season.
It was challenging trying to keep our customers and our employees engaged.
There's something so depressing about a closed ski slope in winter. There's mud and grass. The chairlifts are there just blowing in the breeze. It's like an empty restaurant on a Friday night. Bad news for a small ski resort, says Professor Daniel Scott. He studies tourism and climate change at the University of Waterloo.
The problem with mom-and-pop places is if you have two or three bad years in a row, your financial reserves are gone. You just can't make a go of it anymore.
Scott says unpredictable weather favors companies with deeper pockets. He says resort chains are now buying ski areas across the country. That way, they cash in wherever the snow falls. And wealthier individual resorts can invest in snowmaking and other attractions.
We've been able to hedge this challenge.
Andy Worth is the CEO of Squaw Valley in Tahoe. It's put $8 million into its snowmaking system over the last 3 years. It's also got a winter park with tubing and a village with shops.
There's restaurants, retail operations, and we're looking to develop even more alternative activities in the wintertime.
There was even talk of a water park, a popular development now at bigger resorts. So is that the future for a smaller mountain like Homewood? No, says General Manager Kevin Mitchell.
We don't want to become one of the giant resorts in Tahoe. We want to hold on to a lot of the character that we currently have.
But if the snowstorms don't start coming, that could be harder and harder to do. In Lake Tahoe, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.